Greetings, hello, and welcome to the Beyond Earth show. I'm your host, Ray Trujillo, and thank you, all of you, for joining me today in this beautiful month of February, the year 2026. And today is February 21st. And I hope all of you have had a wonderful new year so far, and we're almost in spring. And just how fast time goes, and in the acceleration of time and space, in our divinity, in our personal realm, in our inner sphere, in our external sphere. There's a few things I'd like to mention before we get into today's topic that I feel is pertinent that can relate to everyone about, in addition to the consistency of previous shows, our soul's purpose, our contribution to the earth, to the spiritual realm, to humanity, to animals, to the kingdom, to the creatures of God, and what we do with the time that we have while we're here through different phases and seasons of our life. And very interestingly enough, those of you that are aware or those that you that aren't aware, yesterday, February 20th, at depending on what time zone, but I'll just go into my time zone in Eastern, at 8:54 a.m. Pacific, 11:54 a.m. Eastern, and 4:54 p.m. General Mountain Time, we had a rare and extraordinary conjunction between Saturn and Neptune at 0 degrees Aries. And so while that's happened, and there is massive shifts, there's also very other interesting details that might surround that it's so soon to tell, but I'm already noticing some dramatic shifts in other people's lives and also world related wise and so forth, but in my own life. But there's this midpoint with Uranus and Pluto that's actually contributed to a great deal of, let's say, how it corresponds to our roles in our lives and also in our collective history. So this, apparently, from what the experts say, and I'm not the expert on astrology, I just like to study it and relay what I find out, right? But according to the experts, that this Saturn-Neptune conjunction at 0 degrees Aries has not occurred in over 6,000 years. And never before, as far as we can tell, with Uranus and Pluto forming that exact midpoint. And so we're here alive for it right now. And so, we'll hear things such as, we're in the Great Awakening, the Great Reset, not in the Great Reset, the Klaus Schwab version, but we're talking about the Great Spiritual Reset, as far as in the fourth turning, where there's so many names that are attributed to spiritual and also in the conventional geopolitical, the world governing affairs, all that. But on a spiritual place, because this show is about spirituality, and sometimes we'll talk about world events that might be in a parallel, but I like to keep it with just as much in the spirit of what is beyond Earth. And so at this particular time, when we see this, almost like this cosmic dispensation, which I'll get into more, but we're in an evolutionary phase of ourself, and you'll hear about the frameworks of discovery of all types of facets. And don't get me wrong, geopolitical science, all of it is relatable. It's all coalesced together. It all is part of that seeded energy. But in the shifts that we're going through, we look at how we are witnessing the shifts and changes and what's breaking down our old patterns, like I've spoken about before, especially going into the new year. What kind of patterns do you want to cease and bring in and introduce new patterns, right? What's dissolving? So when we look at Saturn, there's Saturn structure, right? And then Neptune is dissolving. And so there's the thresholds that we all have. And so, what is the definition of our reality for each of us? Like, how do we want to define the rest of our year, the rest of our next 5 years? And if you can't even look that far, that's okay. If you want to look at the new trajectory for tomorrow or by the end of the day, right? Everyone pace yourself at whatever is according to your comfortability and preference point, right? But if we look at in a global and on a collective realm, there's truly new frameworks being born every nanosecond. And then in your own conscious and subconscious self, you might pick up on those nuances. You might pick up on it on a great deal, on a great scale, where even you're having ascended, let's say, symptoms of ascension, right? Where you're going into the spiral of your evolution into the next dimension of yourself while you're living here on planet Earth. So when we're looking at how these astronomical and astrological set points are so imperative and profound on a gargantuan way that is astronomical, if we look at it from that viewpoint, we look at how it shapes everything and then how we respond to it, and then how do we nourish what we're being shown? How do we nourish ourselves? How do we recover ourselves? And so there's a particular responsibility that each of us have, not only towards ourselves, but towards our fellow brothers and sisters, our children, our animals, our kingdom, the earth, and our creatures. But when we're in this energy field at a particular time of transformative shifts that are on such unparalleled scales, we can be filled to just have this overwhelming, let's say, infusement. And sometimes it can be panic-inducing. Sometimes it can be a feeling of anxiety or an unknown feeling, and can be a bit overwhelming, even though it can be exciting. Or perhaps one might say, well, what's so exciting about this? I don't feel anything. And that's fine. But those of you that do feel it, and the ones that don't feel it yet, you'll feel it eventually. You'll see what I'm referring to. But there's, in a collective place of sharing space with one another and going into the inner realm of having the gratitude and also offering a blessing for not only the world and others, but also for yourself, for your loved ones, in addition to all of humanity, because oftentimes there are those that forget to pray for themselves. There are those that forget to ask. There are those that forget to step into their own light because they're so focused on helping everyone else, right? And so, in the realm of like, who am I? What is my worth? What is my contribution? And, biblically, we'll hear, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door will be opened. And in many ways, in the divine correspondence, we may forget, to ask. We might ask for, oh, please pray for that, please help that, or I really would like this job. But sometimes we might fail to ask for something that's more meaningful and profound for ourselves that would be instrumental into energetically helping on a biochemical field of in the psychic astral plane of transcending the third dimension and going into beyond and the fifth and so forth, where the spirit of your ask is heard. And so, God hears all, the creator hears all, however you believe, but God is always listening. But there is the God divine timing. And so when we're in this ascended spiral of evolution in our precepts, oftentimes there's so much distraction and it's just so rapid. Like I was saying, it was just January 1st, and now it's February 21st, right? So, and time does go by quickly. And some might say, oh, well, it's just the quickening, or, oh, as you get older, time goes by quicker. But it's not just that. There is an acceleration going on. And this right here, especially with this conjunction, we want to look at structure, accountability that Saturn brings. And when we're looking on and like insisting to ourselves to look at reality, where's our reality? Who are we? Who am I? Who are you? And what is it that we want to posit? What is it we want to nurture within ourselves? How do we go into the, inspirational collective with compassion, with the spiritual insight, with that fortitude? And then when we have the essence of Neptune and how Neptune works, where it is there to renew in the renewal phase and dissolve anything that is seemingly archaic. While we respect old traditions, we learn from them, but we might dissolve the outdatedness, right? The outdated frameworks from the past to learn and draw from it so we can explore further and go deeper into the illusions. Like if we look at Plato and how Plato had seen Atlantis and seen Lemurian, and he had identified with his vision and his studies and like all these things that have come to fruition that we can see now. But back then, he was, imprisoned basically. Like he was completely persecuted at times. So we look at how old news is relevant to the present, and we respect that. But we also look at the misnomers and the unknowns and what has been hidden from us by design, what has been withheld from us, what has been redacted from our, vision, what has been withheld from us to per insert a layer of control or opposition, or also, opposition by proxy of misinformation to get us to listen to the devil's way, to listen to the master of lies, right? The master king of deception. So when we have an inverted reality, sometimes we don't know what to believe, what not to believe. Sometimes we don't know if we can believe ourselves. And so this right here is a really good time spiritually. Whatever religion or whatever spiritual path or whatever non-spiritual or non-religious path you follow, this is a good time in the prayerful or the meditative or the contemplative realm to really look within and feel what's conjoining. Feel the forces that are within and externalized and what's colliding and merging, what is coalescing together. And if we feel the powerful tension of sometimes that harsh reality of day, right? When we think of vampires, right? There's the expression of the vampires are afraid of the sun and they'll dissolve and disintegrate, right? Or a mirror, the reflection. But it's a metaphorical assessment of the fact that when you shine the light on the truth, right? When you show the inner reflecting reality mirror to the demon or to the vampire, that it dissolves their smoke and mirrors. It dissolves the deception. So essentially, we're going through our own purging, our own inner exorcisms of sorts, or if our own, if you want to call it, reality check, because we all have our inner self that we really want to work with, and some may call it our inner demons or inner shadow. And this right here, this particular time is, and I'll just use shadow as an easier reference point for everyone, but we look at our shadow self, and Carl Jung had coined our shadow self with the subconscious. But in the shadow realm, deeper, 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 this is a time in the collective of truly going through that shadow phase, looking through the tension. What are we in delusion of? What are we in over reality? What are we in overthinking mode? And so there's this essential buildup where things just burst in its own way, and it's been a long time coming, and you've been waiting for this moment, or in a collective, you've been waiting for this moment, but then it's not ending just right now. It's actually exponential. So, this conjunction, from what I know, from what the experts say, is truly this, I would say, a contribution itself to our own systems, and with the emphasis on the themes of compassion, universal empathy, and the dissolution of boundaries that are the negative boundaries, right? And where we are not blocking ourselves, and the flow of that collective consciousness can truly breathe. We're allowing that collective consciousness to have the ability to finally breathe, and that heartbeat of the self can continue to beat and breathe. And when you look at the reality, it's very harsh sometimes. It's like, wow, it's a dream deferred at times when we think, oh, this could be something, and then something doesn't come of it. But that place that we've been disenchanted or disconcerted with, that reality that was shown to us, then we have to navigate from it and then rebuild and reassess how we can grow and build something new from that. So we're not stuck in that set point of that negative boundary, right? We're dissolving that negative boundary of ourself. And sometimes we notice that we're in our own way, that we essentially can be in our own way through it be doubt, self-doubt, negative negative conditioning of the conscious self, the subconscious self, our fears, our traumas, right? So it's like, what's emphasized during this particular time? What is to be let go of? What is to be expanded in our consciousness? Right? What is supposed to be healed and continued to heal through time and space? So, right now, Saturn and Neptune is in conjunction in the Pisces, which activates the dreamy, the Piscean way, the, it can feel like very in the la la land, but also in deep emotional. Water is emotion, right? The ebb and the flow and the fluidity and the, if we look at the dreamscapes, very dreamy. Pisceans are dreamy. But in this time, though, there's a lot of that contrast expansion. So when we look for transparency, accountability, and we want integrity in ourself and in the world, right? But there's also the unveilingness. The water is clearing. The water is clearing the murky depths. So corruption, deception being unveiled, misuse of power in all ways. I mean, all of these are coming to light. And but we look at ourselves because in the spiritual realm, while we're looking at the ethical aspect, the moral compass, the inner virtues of our inner life, our, let's say, the sanctity of our own temple, right? So where are we being not transparent with ourselves, right? So we can talk, where's the transparency in the global scale in the world, right? Scandals, the frauds, all that. But what about ourselves? Do we have an imposter syndrome? Is it something that we're not confronting? Do we want to take on and transcend any potential unworthy pattern that we're living in that's holding us back from being, a beautiful, shiny contribution to our beloveds, to our colleagues, to our neighbors, to our community, to the world, and how are we holding ourselves back? How are we lying to ourselves? How are we in denial of ourselves? And perhaps it's like, wow, just looking in the mirror and letting that mirror reflect the truth for yourself to assist with those shifts. And so if we look at this grand awakening, let's say this great reset, this, turning point, we can truly go through what part of yourself might be trying to grow right now. Perhaps it's a quiet part of you that wants to grow, where you don't need to assert it loudly, but you're asserting it authentically and groundedly in your inner self. Because sometimes in the quiet moments, they're the most profound, right? So when Jesus would go and pray in the Garden of Gethsemane in solitude, right? There is the most profound insight. And yes, the Son of God, of course, he's not of this world, but he's in this world, right? And but he took on the flesh to be that example, to feel that anxiety that we all feel, to feel the pain, to feel the sadness, to feel all of our pain in the flesh. And he didn't have to, but he agreed to it, to be obedient to his Father and to sacrifice himself to save us all, to save all of us in the world from 2,000 years back all the way forward to the rest of time, right? So in those experiences of taking on in the supernatural and in the holy essence of all divinity, taking on all the emotional ranges of joy and also of discipline, of, abstinence, of withholding from certain pleasures of the flesh, but also knowing the temptation and also knowing the deep-rooted elements that all of us humans experience, no matter how strong or no matter how much therapy or how much self-work or therapy or work you've done yourself. All of you know that to be human here is not always so simple, right? It's not always so easy, no matter how rich or how poor or how much family, or if you're orphaned or if you're all alone or how sick or how healthy you are. It is very difficult at times, but it's also such a beautiful gift. But the difficulty is the range of emotions, and we can learn to grow and share with empathy and understand the range of emotions and the co-regulation of all of our nervous systems when we feel dysregulated, and seeking that divinity, seeking that healed element. And so at times when we're finding ourself in a quiet way, we feel that we have the right to process our feeling and multitude of feelings. But when we ask, how do we want to grow? How do we want to navigate? How do we want to stay grounded and authentic, but still be effective in this universe, in this plane of existence? So this is a really great time with this conjunction energetically to truly look at the cosmic I am, all that is. And in that divinity, we see that we can have in our nervous system so many different tonalities and elements that come up, right? Where it's like, am I feeling safe here? Do I feel safe? Do I feel calm? And we can also look at polyvagal theory, that there's, or emotional contagion. We hear about compassion fatigue, right? We hear about burnout that Dr. Bernstein had, coined. Sometimes we have a bit of that, and we have to be reminded that it's okay to offer ourselves a blessing, to allow ourselves to ask God, to ask the Holy Spirit, to ask our angels, ask the cosmic divine, ask the creator, whatever serves you, to please help me in this moment to collect my energy again, to, because oftentimes it's just burnout, it's just drain that makes us feel that, oh wow, I was doing so well and now I'm so exhausted. That's when the nervous system is crying out for regulation and co-regulation, with needing some sort of resurgence, renewal. And so if we look at, in a way, feeling safe, right? Feeling safe sometimes is a rare attribute. A lot of times it's difficult to find that field of peace for ourselves. But, if we look at scripture, blessed are the peacemakers, that there is so much truth in that, because in energetic language, if we have a regulated presence, right? There's this coherence of energy that says you are safe, you can breathe, right? And oftentimes you can choose that, seek that in a quietness. And the greatest gift sometimes you can give yourself is offer yourself even 5 minutes of peace, 5 minutes of space. And sometimes, if you find yourself so overwhelmed and you just need, if it's animals that help you, if it's art, if it's music, if it's prayer, if it's meditation, yoga, working out, whatever it is that's healthy, it's okay to let yourself have that occasional regulatory gift. That's a regulatory gift. And any and all gifts need protection. So it's healthy to have quiet time of restoration. Sometimes when you give and you give and you give, and the you do get what you give most of the time, right? But when you give, 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 it's also okay to let yourself receive what you would give to another, give it to yourself. And so when we look at the inner world of what are recurring themes, especially in this, grand awakening, there can be so much to be discussed. And I mean, what I'd like to just get into next is attributing these shifts right now that are occurring and apply them. Because if we look at, why am I here? And if we look at how the heart speaks, the heart dialogue, and what we're called for, what is our mission statement? What is our modus operandi, right? Sometimes we do so much, but we wonder, how do we do anything? Are we even doing anything? And so you'll need to study, find a way to study the self and do breath work, do meditation, do prayer work, do self affirmations. But also finding that strength, knowing what your personal inner core, when you ask why. And so essentially, at times when we're in a huge shift of inner transformation and healing, that we may feel lost in our own translation or lost in our own inner transmission. And so, because we have free will, in the free will essence, the gift of our choice and liberty, then we'll look at what has been unprecedented in our timeline. And divine intervention sometimes is what we're seeking. And with free will, there are rules of the cosmic kingdom in which, not to intrude and to only intervene when it's truly necessary. But if we want to look at how the cosmic dispensation is granted, right? And when God allows that, and what is cosmic dispensation? Well, it's truly, in a way, the language of timing, the language of divine order, and also the language of, how this specific time and place applies to the self, and opportunities of divinity, opportunities of divine time. Because if we look at cosmic is relative to the universe, to that divine timing, God's timing, divine order, and also in the grand spiritual structure of all existence through time and space, the passage of time. But if we look at dispensation, then that's basically what is gifted to us. Well, let's say granted to us, right? We're given that permission. It is a certain grace or permissibility and allowance. And so when we combine that together, it's truly all about the spiritual conditions and the divine aspect. And so when we look at the teachings of ourself, what we learn, what we self-teach, what we teach others through our example, and what we learn from others through their example, we also can see that in the spiritual conditions that are paralleled with that there's transformations. So when we feel lost, we're seeking divine order. If we feel lost and we don't know how or what or who to ask, and then we're looking at, wow, what is permitted to me? How can I activate this cosmic dispensation? And so we want to see when we feel lost, let's say, where we feel like, wow, I thought everything was in a certain order, and now it doesn't feel like if it's in that order for me. And so we go into perhaps, let's say, this is the time when something new is being allowed in my life spiritually, right? Or perhaps I'm receiving a message from God, or the universe is granting a particular opportunity right now. And let's say during this particular conjunction, while there are energies and awakenings that are available now that were not available before for 6,000 years, let's say, what are the timings of that? That's also divine timing. So, when we are entering this new level of awareness, we're also going through a deeper spiritual understanding for ourselves and for the world. And so what happens is the virtues of this are, in the benefic way, are going to look like grace, going to look like forgiveness. It's going to look like ascension. And it's going to also look like when those of you that are really hard on yourself and Perhaps you've forgiven everyone else, but you want to forgive yourself for something that maybe you might feel like you need forgiveness, but essentially maybe you didn't. Maybe you didn't do anything wrong, but you have guilt. Well, that's something to be paid attention to with love and care and respect. And if you don't feel the need that you need to forgive yourself, but you feel like you want to forgive someone else, then this is also another time. And it's always a great time. Every day is a new opportunity. Every single new day, regardless of anything, energetically or astrologically speaking, every day that is given to one of us is a gift of the present. Every single day that we live on planet Earth is the gift of the present and is also a blessing. And so every day is also a day to have a new opportunity. So today is the beginning of the rest of your life, right? And so any day is a good day to forgive the self or forgive others, right? But especially during these times where we're in this collective energy. And so when we're in this accelerated time of awakening, we're going to see these old karmic patterns, quantum entanglement, and what's surfacing up. Let our triggers be in the guide of, the lantern for ourselves. And if we see those old karmic patterns or old personality patterns, old behavioral, old psycho-spiritual patterns that we really aren't happy with, and they're surfacing up, especially right now. They're asking to be healed. They're saying, please work on this. Please let me heal. Please let you heal you. Please let yourself heal. Right? So there's also a specificity with increased sensitivity and intuition right now. So if we feel this more of a divinity, this divine access to compassion and that transformation, with forgiveness of self, right? In the unity of all, right? The unity of spiritual awareness, the unity of a collective empathy. And this is where the burnout can happen, where the, polyvagal aspect, the spiritual contagion, the emotional contagion, the compassion fatigue can come upon us. So if we have it on a personal scale and on a global scale, we're gonna feel it. In a collective way. If you're empathic, you're going to feel it because cosmic dispensation is not only global, it's personal. And it means that you've literally entered like a sacred time, a sacred timeline, a sacred window where the growth that you've been seeking, even if you've haven't even asked for it, but your soul has been asking for it, the healing and the purpose of yourself and needing that support. So when you're supported through that, you're going to feel, even if it's by yourself, but you're supporting yourself through it, right? Your sensitivity will feel more keen. Your old identification falls away. And this sounds a lot like ascension symptoms, but it's a little more of, it sounds the same, but they do work hand in hand in a symbiotic way. So you'll feel something like the rapid inner fire. Like you'll feel, this is a good time to actually bring up the Pentecostal fire, the 12th chakra. And so when we have that flame that is above us of the Holy Spirit, right? There's this inner and outer change where the negative flows out, the positive flows back in, and there's this interweaving of rapidity. And that's how the inner change. Much like the wheel is moving in that wheel from the emotional ranges into the spiritual ranges and the psycho-spiritual ranges. So you're going to have the old self fall away, the shadow self falls away, and then you might feel even more of that guide from divinity, from your angels, from God, from Jesus, from the higher conscious stream, from a way of that divine. And so it's as if that statement of the divine kingdom of heaven is your divine rightful inheritance. or the divine kingdom lives within you, right? Well, this is the time to really be aware that while you're here on earth, heaven can loosen the gates for you. So that light of yourself can enter the world where you can bring heaven upon earth, right? And that means that mercy is with you. Divine mercy is upon you. And the truth around you can also come to more clarity. And with your heart, your soul, and in that divinity of your light, it's a place of, well, you feel like it's an ascension, but it's also a transformation. And so your heart is speaking from this place of like it can breathe better. It's not imprisoned, it's not encaged anymore. And that's when you really know the difference between that energy field of where you have the free will, you have divine, intervention, you have the cosmic dispensation, you go through your own truths, and you come out the other side with a divine grace. And, when we look at divine grace, there is a difference between the cosmic dispensation and divine grace. So if we look at divine grace, again, it is a gift of help. It is mercy. It's God's mercy, but it's more on a personal scale, and it's also more on an acute and immediate scale. So it's literally when divine grace enters in the field, it's like if you've been lifting 500 pounds of weights, well, you can't lift anymore. Then God enters in. The Holy Spirit enters in and says, I will help you. I will match and lift the rest of the weight for you. You've carried this so far, right? So when you converge the cosmic dispensation with the divine grace of the self, you will see that you're not lost anymore. That peace that you've been seeking, that peace that you've been searching for within, and you're no longer feeling lost. But you're allowing that peace to arrive within, and it can happen in a holy instant. There can be that unexpected, wow, did I just earn this? And it's truly when the seasons come upon your life. So I feel that this might be a good time to look at how, when we look at, let's say, universal opportunity, right? Like you'll hear others speak about, like, the universe just gave me a gift, right? And that's always such a nice feeling, right? God just blessed me today with, besides breathing and having another day of life, but God just blessed me. He opened a door. But we look at the season of our life. And if we look at, sometimes there's a barometer in ourself, in our senses, where we have a sensitivity to the changes around us, right? We can feel something is dense. Something feels like rain is coming. Something feels like, whoa, we get a warning, the tsunami's coming, right? Or an avalanche, unfortunately. And bless those souls of, all those tragedies. But when we look at the feeling of being in between the worlds on that sensitivity pattern, when we're picking up deep nuances in our empathy, right? What we're keen to, what's in our heightened intuition. So when we experience all of that and we have grief for the world, we have grief for our neighbors, we have grief for, but there's a part where, like in Ephesians 3:2, and Paul speaks of the dispensation of the grace of God, right? And if we look at that, mercy is available to us in every way. But if we also look at another passage of scripture, that to everything there is a season, right? And so that's when we hear that to every season there is a reason, right? There's songs written about that. So there are seasons of our life in which do we want to refresh? Do we want to come out of that rainstorm and see the rainbows? Do we want to see the sun and feel the fresh air? And do we want to come into that cosmic timing of ourself, that cosmic grace, that divine grace, that dispensation of grace? And so to be gentle with ourselves and knowing that mercy is always upon us and mercy is available in a new way. And every morning there may be, God has his mercies upon us. Every morning there's a renewal of those mercies upon us. So, in the mythical sense, right, in the spiritual and the mythical, if we look at our heart is our third brain or second brain. Well, the heart is always in conjunction with our nervous system, of course. So, it's cohesive. But sometimes we place the armor upon our heart and we have the pressure upon our heart. And we have to let loose of the burdens. And so when we acknowledge the divine, we acknowledge that, we might just let ourselves have a song in our life, have a season that we can draw rainbows from. Then we can question when we go into the why am I here? Who am I? We reach a halfway point of our own illumination of our own truth. And so when we're in the illumination of our truth and we really see deep within that clarity, we look at cosmic clarity, the Holy Spirit illumination, or universal clarity, then we can see that the truth is for us, right? When we're seeking truth. In all ways, we want to look at, what is in the realm of illumined truth, what is in the hierarchy of truth. And so, what is the truth for yourself? And sometimes people can go on through ages looking for their own truth or the truth of something else because the truth has meaning. And so, when you go through these cycles of your own truth, and it's paralleled with the galactic truth, right? Maybe your Akashic records, right? Maybe your past lives. What is the truth that belongs ancestrally in your, epigenetic lineage? So there's truths that we all are seeking, and that's a beautiful thing, but we can find the truth that aligns to our present moment. And so I did want to speak a bit also upon our life force, because when we're going through these exponential shifts and deepening further awakenings, we can often feel in that rundown that I was expressing, in that contagion, and in the emotional, spiritual contagion, where we might need a psychic reset, or we might need a on a psychic astral field cleanse. Or we might need that the psychic hygiene cleanse, right? So there's so many different ways that people can refer to it. But this isn't a good time to just share that whatever is respective to you, if it's breath work, if it's prayer, or a combination of all of the above, or all that I'll list off next, but if it's chanting, if it's hymns, if it's the devotionals, if it's reading the proverbs and the scriptures, if it's reading the Bhagavad Gita, if it's reading whatever is aligned for you, or if it's singing and in the exercising of your vocals, your throat chakra, your heart vibration, the Hertz rhythm, if it's just doing a range of healthy contributions, then so be it. Allow that to illuminate your personal life force because we all have our own unique experience. We all have our unique experiments and we all have our own processes. And your processes might not work for your neighbor, and your neighbor's process might not work for you. But guess what? At the end of the day, your process and your neighbor's process can be compatico and help one another, like the yin and the yang. So, if you have the night and I have the sun, we can balance each other out, correct? So if someone is left brain hemisphere and you're right brain hemisphere, two minds, even if you might think differently, but you're going to come to a conclusion from a perspective where the left brain might have missed something, the right brain might have missed something. And yes, sometimes it takes a village. But if we look at the auspiciousness of this time and space, if we look at the God presence that draws us so near to the peace that we seek, where the lion can lay with the lamb, right? So it's like, is that truly the goal point, right? In the far exponential, and also like perhaps in our heart space, in the acute moment where we seek to create in the divine individual plan of ourself, peace on earth and peace in many ways, but peace for ourself. And so we have experiences that we all endure, experiences in our shared reality, our shared collective, and our lived reality today, and then a lived previous historical, the experience of the past that we seek if when we listen to the stories of our ancestors, right? Or if we're adopted, but we look at, wow, I feel an affinity towards this. Perhaps my true ancestors lived during that time. I'm feeling something because no matter what, whether you know your parents or you don't know your parents, there is an epigenetic karmic DNA imprint in your soul, in your body, that has that memory. And that same memory, how animals just know how to fly to certain regions during certain time, how sharks know to swim to South Africa and Falls Bay for, the perfect weather for their own nursery, right? How, cats and how canines, dogs and felines and how butterflies, how every creature has their own epigenetic memory. We humans also. So if you don't know your ancestral line, it's within you and also in your, cosmic DNA, right? And when you feel the call to learn from the past, and sometimes you need to find a way to learn how to do that. But if you look at your individual divine plan that's unfolding for you, there is that precept of that your lived experience or your past that helps to pave the way through and create a clarity and an understanding and that awakening within your life force and with your heart coherence that you can make a difference for not only the world, but also your own timeline and your karmic timeline. And all of us, when we see that we have a tapestry of life, a tapestry of divinity, a tapestry of our historical blueprint for ourselves, we can look at how we have the same, we're from the same thread, right? So when a spider makes a new web, when we have a tapestry of silk, if we have a tapestry of wool, if we have a tapestry of any sort of material, we're the material and our experiences that are unique are positing those materials into existence to share and offer support and to show that there's a trusted life force that lives and breathes, and oftentimes with the intention, there's the celestial kingdom, the celestial that lives within us, in our life force, the celestial that lived in our ancestors. And so, if we put everything into perspective to empower the self and empower the inner life, while also simultaneously empowering others, we can utilize our life force. We can apply the who am I, why am I here to everyone and contribute in a beautiful way in the tapestry of all of our lives collectively, especially during these auspicious shifts. And in closing, I'd like to just leave everyone with the reminder that, all of our lives are sacred, and whatever happened in the past is in the past, and we learn from it. We do whatever we can to heal from it, positive or negative. But every single day and every season of our life in which we have a new season, that, there's the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And we all deserve a reset. We all deserve, especially when it's in conjunction with these, latest rare conjunctions occurring. It's an auspicious time to parallel that with Saturn and Neptune. And so we have so much to give ourselves grace for, so much to give ourselves compassion for, so much to forgive ourselves for, and so much to allow ourselves permission to receive and ask, and you shall receive. It's okay to ask. And in the season of learning to ask for permission to receive, or in the season of formation, let's look into the quiet within. Even if it's a hidden season, it's maybe perhaps refine that season for yourself. And it's okay to come out of the shadows when you're ready and learn from the shadow self and go into your higher conscious, your Christ conscious self, your Buddha conscious self, your own cosmic higher conscious self. Well, I thank all of you for being with me today on this February 21st, 2026 transmission. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to be with you. And thank you all for those of you that subscribe to my show. And be kind and loving to yourself. Let yourself know it's safe to be empowered and love yourself. You're worthy. And in the sacredness, you are sacred. And this is your host, Ray Trujillo of the Beyond Earth Show. And I'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Thanks so much and have a beautiful weekend. Bye.